Okay, gentlemen, we find ourselves on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, 7 lines up from the bottom. Third word on the line is Vahashta. If you remember last night, we were talking about the distinction between Azav HaRoah Shtei Re'ios and Azav HaRoah Shalosh Re'ios. And we said that the only difference between Azav who sees two times and Azav who sees three times is the Korban. They're the same for Tumah, they're the same for Mishkav and Moshav. The only difference is, and for waiting 7 days, the only difference is for Korban. So now the Gemara says, and one of the sources that we learned that from was from the Torah says, Mizovo, Rav Yechiper HaKohen, V'chiper alav haKohen, sorry, lefnei Hashem mizovo, right? That the Kohen accepts his korban to atone for his status of zav. And so we learn mizovo, meaning from his zav, right? The guy who gets three times, so he brings the korban, but not from every zav, only from his zav. So now the Gemara asks, v'hashta da amris mizovo l'drasha, but now that we just said that the word mizovo, when it's used in the pasuk, tells me a drasha, meaning it's coming to exclude somebody, meaning from his zav, but not from somebody else. Well, there's another pasuk in the Torah that uses the same word. That pasuk is v'chiyatar hazav mizovo. That when the zav becomes tahor from his status of zav. So the Gemara says, my drush, my dear shespeh. So what do we learn from that? So that when he becomes tahor from his zav, as opposed to which other zav, as opposed to who else? So then when the Torah says v'chiyatar hazav l'chisheyifso, so halacha number one, v'chiyatar hazav, when he's going to become tahor, he can start counting his shiva nikiyim, his 7 clean days, as soon as he stops seeing. So he doesn't have to go to the mikvah first. As soon as he stops seeing the discharge, he's allowed to start counting his 7 clean days. There's no added steps. Now mizovo v'lo mizovo v'niga. Mizovo tells me that he can start counting his days as soon as he stops seeing the discharge, even if he has some other form of tumah that's going on. So let's say he's a zav and he has tzaras. We'll get to tzaras on the Yom Adbeis. Ooh, it's going to be a lot of tzaras tonight, gentlemen. Right? But if he has, let's say, zav and tzaras, so he can start becoming tahor from the zav even if he still has the tzaras. You might have thought that he's got a, you know, that tahara is a zero-sum game. You know, that he's got to get all Tara all at the same time. No, that's not right. That Mizovo tells you that he can become Tahor from his Zav even if he's still Tame. From some other reason, he can still get rid of the tumah of zav. Now, mizovo v'sofar, the word after is v'sofar, that he counts 7 days. So limid al zav bal shtei re'io shetaun sfira shiva. So that's how we know that a zav who sees twice, he has to keep 7 days, because it says mizovo from his zav, right? And so the Gemara will explain this, and he counts the 7 days. So the zav who only sees twice still has to count 7 days. So the Gemara is going to explain. V'halodinu im hu im we don't really need a pasuk to tell me that. If he's going to have the severe status of tumah that he will be metame mishkav u'moshav. Remember, like we learned last night, right? That if he sits on, you know, the princess and the pea, right? If he sits on a whole stack of things, so the whole thing becomes tame, right? So then he should have to wait 7 days, because we see that tumah is very, very severe. So it's reasonable that he has to wait 7 days. The Gemara says that's not a valid way of learning, because turn the page, shomeres yom keneged yom tochiyach. So this is a really important thing. I'm actually going to take a second to explain this, okay? We don't know of these things, because we don't do it like this anymore. We have a lot of chumras, and this is not new chumras. These are chumras that go all the way back to the days of the Gemara. These are very old chumras. But the way that the laws of Nida are originally laid out, right, this is the Rambam's understanding. It's easier to explain than the Ramban's understanding. The truth is, the Ramban's understanding is easier to understand, but it's harder to explain. So let's pretend I didn't say anything about the Ramban. And the way the Rambam understands is that the way that Nida works is that there's a lady goes through concurrent cycles of 7 days followed by 11 days, followed by 7 days, followed by 11 days. And if she sees bleeding during the 7 days, so then that's Nida. That's Nida. If she sees bleeding during the 11 days, that's Zava. So it's 7 days, 11 days, 7 days, 11 days. And depending on when she sees the bleeding will dictate if she's in Nida or if she's a Zava. Everybody with me so far? Now, if you're a Zava, there's two kinds of Zava. There's Zava Kitana and there's Zava Gedola, right? So there, if she sees for 1 day or 2 days, then that's Zava. That's not Zava Gedola, Zava Kitana. And she comes into this status, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So if she sees a day, she waits a day. Shomeres yom, keneged yom. 1 day, that's it. Yeah? Everybody with me? Good. If she sees 3 days during the 11 days, right, then she becomes a Zava Gedola, and that's when she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim. The reason why I point this out is because a Nida does not have to wait Shiva Nikiyim from the Torah. That's not right. A Nida in the Torah does not need to wait Shiva Nikiyim. A Zav and a Zava need to wait Shiva Nikiyim. We have the stringencies that we accept, and that's why we don't know this, and that's why I just took 2 minutes to explain. It's important to know. Right? We accept stringencies. Benos Yisrael, Achmir Alatzman, the daughters of Israel, accepted these stringencies that any blood they see, they wait Shiva Nikiyim. But that's not the way the Torah says it. Right? Okay, good. That's the stringencies that we've accepted upon ourselves. Now the Gemara says, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. This category of a Zava Ketana, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, will prove that this is wrong. Shemetama Mishkav Umoshav, she's a Zava after all. Since she's a Zava, so she is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, so she sits or lays down on something, so everything underneath, it all becomes Tamei Ve'eino Toen, a Sfira Shivan, but she doesn't have to wait 7 days. She only has to wait 1 day. She is Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So the fact that the Zav is Tamei Mishkav Umoshav does not tell me that he has to wait 7 days, and that's why I need the Pasuk to tell me that he has to wait 7 days. So we also shouldn't be surprised. Right? That's why the Torah has to tell me, right? He's only part Zav, meaning he's not Zav Sir Ra Shalosh Rios. He didn't see three times. But still, Visafar Limit Al Zav Bashte Rios, Shetan Sfira Shiva. Still, he has to wait the Shiva Nikim. Omar Le Rav Papa La Abaye, Maishna Hai Mizovo Demirabi Bezav Bashte Rios. Wait a second, Rav Papa asked Abaye, look what we just did. The first one we said that we just learned when the Torah says Mizovo, it's coming to include the Zav who sees two Rios that he needs to wait 7 days. It is adding him to the list. Everybody with me? Umaishna hai mizovo, but the other one we learned last night, mizovo, mimai bezav bal shtei reios. It's coming to exclude the Zav who sees two that he does not need to bring a korban. Everybody with me? The Torah says mizovo, right? Twice. One time we said we learned from that he needs to count 7 days. The second time, or in reverse, right? The first time, we said that we learned from that he does not need to bring a korban. That's a little bit strange. In one, it's adding, in the other, it's excluding. So why is that? So Amar Lei Isokotaita Chaylami Utehu. So Abaye said, how did you want this to play out, right? If you want both to exclude, so he doesn't have to bring a korban and he doesn't have to wait 7 days. But if the Torah wanted to tell you that he doesn't need to wait 7 days, so limuutehu da'asa, sorry, it's coming to exclude him, lishtok kramine. So the Torah didn't say anything. The Torah could have just said, v'chi etar, when he becomes tahor. Why does it add that next word anyway, mizovo? V'chi teima asya midino shomeres yom keneged yom tochiach. And don't tell me that the Torah could have left it out, and I would have said he has to wait anyway because I'd figure it out, because he's tamei mishkav umoshav, so he obviously has to wait 7 days. No, because we just proved that shomeres yom would disprove that theory. V'chi teima haimevayile mizovo v'lo minigo, but I need that word anyway, mizovo, because the word mizovo tells me that he doesn't have to get rid of all of the tumah, right? Like we just learned on the Amud Aleph, that if he still has Tuma, say Tsaras or some other kind of Tuma, so then he can still get rid of Zav. Imkein lichtov krav v'chiyatar ha-Zav v'lishtok mizovo l'amali lomar al-Zav bal shtei re'iyos shetan sfir shiva. The Torah could have just said then v'chiyatar ha-Zav, and I would have learned the same thing. When it says v'chiyatar ha-Zav mizovo, it's adding that extra word. That's telling me that he has to wait 7 days. Okay, no. So in the end of the day, here's what we've learned. In the end of the day, we've learned that any kind of Zav, is metame tumas mishkav moshav. Any kind of zav needs to wait 7 days, clean days, before he can go to the mikvah. But only a zav aroa shalosh reios brings a korban, and a zav who's only roa shtei reios does not bring a korban, even though he has the same categories of tuma as a zav aroa shalosh reios. Good. Next mishnah. Excellent. Ein bein mitzora muskor lemitzora muchlot ela priya ufrima. Oh, lovely. Right? There is a thing in the Torah called saras. You're familiar with saras? Yes. Good, amazing. Now, sometimes somebody can have something that looks like tzaras, but we're not really sure if it's tzaras. So if you have something that looks like tzaras, you're not really sure it's tzaras, who are you going to call? The Kohen, exactly right. I thought someone was going to get that wrong. I was nervous, right? Exactly right, the Kohen. So you call the Kohen comes, he looks at it, but sometimes the Kohen doesn't know. Sometimes the Kohen is not sure if this is Tzaraas or not. It has some signs of Tzaraas, but not all of the signs of Tzaraas. So what does the Kohen do? He locks you up. He says, you wait here, sequester, right? What do you call that in the medical terms, doc? Quarantine, that's the word I was looking for. He quarantines the fellow, and he comes back 7 days later, and he inspects. Now, if he comes back 7 days later and he inspects and everything's good, it's not Tzaraas, so then he lets the guy out. That's called, right, a Mitzora Muskar. The Mitzora who was quarantined, Sagar, right? He's closed off, and then he comes out. The Mitzora Mukhlat is somebody who really has Tzaraas. He really has Tzaraas. Cohen says he has Tzaraas. They send him out of the camp. He goes through the whole business, and now the Tzaraas is gone, so now we're going to let him back into the camp, right? So there's no difference, the Mishnah says, if you're getting out of the quarantine, or if you're getting out of the actual Tzaraas, right? There's no difference. Ela priya ufrima, that the somebody who is a mitzora, he needs to grow his hair long. The Rishonim here, Rabbeinu Chanana, on the side of the page, he writes, it's not just that he needs to grow his hair long. It's also that when he comes out, he has to shave his hair. He has to do that twice, actually, but whatever, right? So he has to grow his hair, he has to shave his hair. That's priya. And frima is he has to tear his clothes, right? He has to tear kriya. When he has Tzaraas. So the guy who's muskar, the guy who just gets quarantined, he doesn't have to grow his hair, he doesn't have to shave his hair, he also doesn't have to tear his clothes. But everything else is all the same. So all the tumah of Tzaraas, everything, that's all the same. Now, ein bein tahor mitoch hezker letor mitoch hechlet ela tiglachas utziporim. Oh, sorry, I ruined half the game, right? And there's no difference between somebody who's becoming tahor after, except that he doesn't have to shave his hair, and also tziporim. He doesn't bring the same korbanos. The korbanos are not the same. So the Gemara asks, hala inin shiluach v'tumah zevezeh shavin. Oh, but they're the same with regards to being shiluach, sent out of the camp. Mitzora is not allowed to stay in the send them out of the camp, and also tumah. Tumas Tzaraas is very, very strict. There are a lot of stringency. Tumah Tzaraas has like a tumas ohel. If he walks into the house, everything in the house becomes tummy. It's like a tumas ohel that the mitzora has. It's sort of like that. It's very strict kind of tumah. Now the Gemara says, Minohani mili, where do we know this from? The Tanur Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kamei de Reb Huna. Reb Shmuel Yitzchak taught in front of Reb Huna. V'tiharo hakohen mispachasi v'chibes migadav v'teher. Right, the Tohen purifies him. Right, it's mispachas is one of the kinds of tzaraas. Right, v'chibes begadav, and they wash his clothes v'tahir. Now, tahor mifriya ufrima demeikar. Now, Rashi points out that the Amoraim here are picking on the word v'tahir. V'tahir implies almost like a past tense. If it wanted to say that he is now pure going forward, Rashi says that the pasuk would have said v'yitar. Right, v'taher implies that he has been tahor. What do you mean he has been tahor? He's coming out of tzaraas. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Yeah, he's coming out of tzaraas, but v'taher, right? That something previously was pure, and that's what we're learning, that he doesn't have to do prio frima. He doesn't have to grow his hair and do that whole procedure. Right, he doesn't have to tear his clothes. He's tahor from that part. But Rava says, wait a second, hang on. If Vitaher tells me that there's something going backwards that was already pure, but you have this word Vitaher in other places in the Torah. It's not the only place that has it by Mitzora. So by Zav, for example, you have the same terminology. So Rava wants to know, what is the Zav Tahor from going backwards? There's nothing like that. So hasta mai vitaher meikara. What my meikara ika? Sorry. What is the going backwards tahor that he gets? Ella. So rather, it must be something else. Really, what vitaher is teaching me is tahor hashta militame klicheres behese. Afal gav the hader chazi lometame limafreya. Ooh, when it comes to zav, so a zav is metame behese. Hesed is a kind of tumah that you pass on not by touching something, but by moving it. So let's say, for example, my phone is on this, it might be a bad example. Well, yeah, let's go with it. Fine, it's a kli. Your phone is a kli? I guess it's a kli. Right? Let's work with that. Just pretend for a second, okay? My phone is over here on this shtender. If I shake the shtender, if I rock the shtender, oh, you see my phone just moved, right? So that's hesed. right? So let's say there's a table and a Zav picks up the table. So anything on the table, right? Or if he just pushes the table and stuff on the table moves, so it becomes Tame. So he transfers Tumah like that. It's kind of interesting, right? Right. So a Zav works like this. We just learned that a Zav has to wait Shiva Nekiyim, yeah? The halacha by a Zav is that he is allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. He's going live. So let's say Azav is on his seventh day and he already goes to the mikvah, but then he pushes a table, right? So the seventh day is not over yet, but he already went to the mikvah, right? So that's okay. He doesn't transfer Heset in that fashion. Here's an even bigger Chiddush. If something happens on that day with his Zav status and he becomes a Zav again so that he never gets out, that Heset doesn't go back. Right, so if he moved it in that interim window, so it's not tummy. That's what we learned from Vitaher by Zav. Now the Gemara says, I lost my place, which is really bad because I'm wasting time. Hashta milmata, is that what it is? Milatame bevia limafreya. That's what I'm looking for. Tahor hashto milatame bevia lemafreya. So too here also by tsaras, by a mitzora, it's the same kind of learning that if the mitzora muskar goes into a house, right, he doesn't transfer that tumah, meaning if the Kohen comes and looks at him and says it's not tsaras, and then he goes into a house and then he sees that the tsaras is growing, so they call the Kohen back and the Kohen says, oh, this really is tsaras, so there's a window, we've created a window in between, they doesn't transfer tumas tsaras via that window. Ella Amar Rava Mehacha. So Rava says, I'm going to take one more minute, everybody. I'm really sorry. I'm going to finish this Gemara to the Mishnah. I'm really sorry. It's going to take me one more minute. Right? So Rava says, we learn it from here. Vahatsarua sherbo hanega. Right? The Torah says, Hatsarua sherbo hanega. Big adav yufrumim brosho yefarua. It's talking about when they tear his clothes and when he grows his hair. So asherbo hanega, that the tsaras is in him. Tluya bigufo. Right? Misha tsarato tluya bigufo. It's only a mitzora has to shave his hair, has to grow his hair. Sorry. And tear his garments if the tsaras is about his body. As opposed to the mitzora who's muskar, who is tsaras is not about him, he's waiting time now. In other words, if the guy is really a mitzora, and so we've sent him out of the camp, he really has tsaras, so now what we're waiting for is his tsaras to change. But when we lock the guy up, when we sequester him, we're not waiting for his tsaras to change, we're just waiting to see what happens. We don't know what's going to happen, right? We don't need his tsaras to change. So when the Torah says, Bohanega, right? That the tsaras is in him. You see? So that tells you that only the mitzora muchlar and not the mitzora muskar has to grow his hair and tear his clothes. But the Torah also says hanega bo, the same terminology when it's talking about sending the guy out of the camp. So if the terminology of nega bo tells me that it's only talking about a mitzora that's muchlat and not a mitzora that's muskar, so then we would expect that only a mitzora muchlat gets sent out of the camp and not a mitzora muskar. But that cannot be because shein tsaras tluya bo begufo ain't on shiluach. But a mitzora muskar wouldn't have to get sent out of the camp. You can't say that that's really true because vaktani ain't getting mitzora muskar and mitzora muchlat ella prima because the Mishnah says that the only distinction between a mitzora muskar and mitzora muchlat is whether he has to grow his hair or tear his clothes. But when it comes to the kind of tumah and when it comes to sending him out of the camp, they're the same. So obviously mitzora muskar does need to get sent out of the camp. So then what does it mean? Asher anega bo amarle yemei kol yemei lerabos mitzora muskar. The Torah says kol yemei asher anega bo. In that pasuk that Abaye quotes, the Torah has an added riboy, kol yemei, all the days. And that tells you the mitzora muskar also has to get sent out of the camp, lishiluach, to send him out of the camp. Ihachi tiglachas tzipor my time alo. So if that's the case, why don't we just say a mitzora muskar is the same as a mitzora muchlat? So why does he why doesn't he have to shave his hair and why doesn't he have to bring all of the korbanos? Diktani ain't being Torah mitoch eskel, Torah mitoch echlet, ela tiklachas v'tziporim. The Mishnah says that he doesn't have to do it. Amar Abaye, Amar Kro, v'yatzako eno michutz l'machane, v'hine iner po negat saras, misha saraso tluya b'refuos. Yotzeze she'in saraso tluya b'refuos, ela b'yamim. The pasuk says that the Kohen goes when he receives the korbanos, right, v'hine iner po negat saras v'nat saro, that the tsaras is cured. But the mitzora muskar, his tsaras doesn't need to get cured. It needs to not get worse, right? So that's only talking about mitzora muchlat because his tsaras needs to get cured. Okay, tomorrow night's Mishnah is not going to be... Oh, it's not